Are we in the midst of a revolution?
The riots, rage, and revolution have nothing to do with the death of George Floyd.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jen Markell, Radio for the Remnant, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. Today we are joined by filmmaker Curtis Bowers. America is being transformed, but not in a way most would like it to be. In our streets, revolutionaries are determined to cause wreckage and bring down our country. There's no better resource for interpreting this scenario than Curtis Bowers. Here is today's programming.
Most people on the left aren't communist, just the useful idiots Lenin spoke of, being used to promote a socialist agenda, which is the first and necessary step toward communism.
I think this is one of the most serious threats to our country at the present time.
It will show they've done everything in their power to dumb down our children, undermine our families, rewrite our history, and promote obscenity and immorality everywhere that they can.
They look at what holds society together, they understand it, but they don't want that. They want change, and they will subvert and rot every good and decent thing we believe in, because they have a vision for a new society, and that must mean the replacement of the old society.
From my investigation over the last 2 years into what has caused America's drastic decline, I'm sorry to say the left won't be able to use the ignorant card. They've left too much evidence of their agenda in their books, articles, and speeches. No, America has an enemy that is getting very close to accomplishing its plan of destroying the greatest country in all world history.
And welcome to the program. Say, I'm so glad you could join me for the hour. I gotta be honest with you, I'm probably tackling a topic today, and we might even extend it into next week as well. One of the most difficult programming productions I think I've done in many, many years, and actually the topic is not new and the guest is not new. In May of 2019, I featured a two-part series on Understanding the Times Radio with my guest today, Curtis Bowers, and we carry his award-winning video, and I'm going to say more about that as we move into the programming, and we've got a lot of programming, so we're going to play a lot of clips from this DVD series, and I'll say more later. What we're talking about documents the 100-year plan, and it's really longer than that, but it's certainly been orchestrated for 100 years to take over America, and they are winning. So what can we do? And we see America's cities ablaze. We see rioting and turmoil. We see the blossoming of the cancel culture, canceling America's history so that the radicals can establish the new America, which would be thoroughly Marxist, and we feel helpless. So what can we do? Hopefully we can talk about that as well. How did we get here? Where is it going? And how about the church? Is that exempt? No, it's not exempt because of the social justice movement. Social justice movement is bringing Marxism straight into the church and right into your pulpit. I guarantee, not all of you, but many of you. I hear from you, so I know that. What I think I'd like to do by way of setting the stage for an extensive discussion that I'm going to have with Curtis Bowers, I'm going to welcome him and bring him on in just a moment. I want to play a trailer from a product we happen to carry, which is the Agenda Twin Pack DVD set. This is a 5-minute trailer, and I think that when you hear the entirety of this playing, I think it will set the stage for the next, could be 2 programs of discussion. I'm not sure, maybe an hour and a half. We'll see how the timing goes. But I have volumes of notes and clips that I want you to hear. Because if you're as puzzled and troubled as I am by what's going on in our big cities, including my hometown, Minneapolis, we're going to explain it. Let's play that trailer from the DVD Agenda, the Twin Pack.
You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance.
And this is the point I think Americans need to comprehend. If America goes down economically, it will go down militarily. If America goes down militarily, we all go down. The free world is finished, and it will be finished for a very, very long time.
Everything practically is in a self-destructive mode.
We're in the most critical period we've been since the Revolutionary War.
You're not alert, you're not awake with what's happening.
They would just as soon see this country on its knees and everything equalized.
That concept of collectivism, big government, is a magnet for the predator class.
The plans for all this are to have everything globally in place by 2020.
If we're that dumb and we allow this to happen, we deserve
everything we're going to get, because we're going to get it right in the neck.
We're headed into what could be a nightmare that would make all the atrocities of the 20th century look like they were a dress rehearsal.
When people are afraid, they ask government to do more, not less.
Their theories are designed to scare the people to believe there's a crisis when there is not a crisis at all. There's no crisis.
I think we are losing more and more freedom because we are afraid.
The left wants you to believe that catastrophe is always just around the corner. And the only way to avoid it is to do exactly what they say. But this film will show everything they do is just a Trojan horse of deceit, carefully crafted to advance their real agenda of finishing America off.
We have been the main stumbling block to world communism since it first raised its ugly head.
From the promotion of Islam to the propaganda of climate change, from the deceit of Common Core to the manufactured economic crisis, and from their manipulation of the evangelical church to the unsustainable debt burden. This film will show the issues are simply being used as a smokescreen to hide the purposeful, premeditated, treasonous attacks on the foundations of our freedom.
The world religion has just purged us from being able to determine right from wrong.
You know what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said about Russia? How the communists took over Russia? He said, "We forgot God."
It will expose the tactics and strategies our enemy is using to prey on the good nature and caring spirit of the American people. Their magnum opus of fraud and corruption is sustainability, the most clever on-ramp to totalitarian control ever devised. This film will show it has nothing to do with clean air, water, and stewarding our resources, things everyone is for. No, unfortunately, it is just a masterpiece of marketing being used to convince people that a one-world problem requires a one-world solution by a one-world government.
Under the new Agenda 21 movement, we've been demoted. We are now below the earth. And if we are less than the earth, then there is no tyranny against man that cannot be justified under the premise of protecting the environment.
If you believe that there's nothing special about man, it can take you all sorts of places.
Unless there is a change in this country, we are going to end up at the end of the line in a totalitarian state.
Their stated agenda, carved in stone on a monument in Georgia and outlined in documents placed in the Ark of Hope, is to eliminate 6.5 billion people by century's end. And they will succeed if we don't stop them.
This is not just a fight for the United States of America. This is a fight for civilization itself.
It's everything Karl Marx dreamed of before our very eyes.
I think they've pushed us over the cliff in ever since.
America isn't going to fall. We are falling.
Curtis Bowers, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me on again.
See, I think you started making your films a decade ago, am I right?
That's correct.
What are your thoughts when you see, as we speak, things playing out in the streets of America? I mean, we've got very little law and order. We've got groups that are inspired 100% by communism. What are you thinking?
I'm amazed it happened so fast. Yeah. I've been studying communism for a long time in the movements and the philosophies and how they do what they do and their strategy. To see what has happened just since Trump was elected to today, and even over just the last 6 months, it's hard to even believe, even when you're aware of it, even when you know what they're doing and what they're planning on doing and what they hope to accomplish, when you see them actually accomplishing it, it's amazing.
You say they. Let's point out who they are, that we've got Antifa, we've got Black Lives Matter, Communist Party USA, Democrats, Socialists of America, many, many more, Soros-backed outfits, probably a dozen, two dozen of those. As you say, these outfits are setting up the very system that will enslave the very same people. But I think what overwhelms me is the number of organizations involved in this scheme, and it is a scheme.
That's right. They're organized. Lenin said a long time ago, and he was the master strategist for this approach, he said, the organized minority will beat the disorganized majority every time. And that's what's happening.
And they've got a war against God, against traditional values, morality, the family, the church, government, law and order. And what you said to me was, quite frankly, the George Floyd incident, which happened here in my hometown, Minneapolis, I'm 30 minutes from where it happened, was just the crisis that they couldn't let go to waste. They concluded this was a dream come true. Explain that to my audience.
They are always waiting in the wings for anything that doesn't go the way it should. For, as an example and as a way of cutting America again, here's a quote from Lenin again. He's so key in this because they are marching to his orders of how he said this is to be accomplished. This was written in 1915, but this is exactly what they're doing today. Quote, socialists must explain to the masses that they have no other road of salvation except the revolutionary overthrow of their government, and that advantage must be taken of these governments' embarrassments in the present war precisely for this purpose. Did you hear that? So the point is overthrowing the government, and whenever there's an embarrassing thing that happens to that government, you need to take advantage of that precisely for the point of overthrowing that government. So they always do this because no civilization is perfect. Every country they took over from 1917 to 1989, you see this. They would go in and agitate and stir the people up that, hey, your country could be better and all this. And they do that to make the discontent. And then they come in and they put their person up as the puppet. And, of course, it never turns out like they say. You never get the utopia.
But they took advantage of, again, the George Floyd incident back on Memorial Day to, well, they turned it into a crisis. And the crisis is ongoing. I don't see it even dying down going into the fall.
No, and that's the sobering reality is they've agitated enough people.
Yes.
And the groups have enough influence now where this thing is swelling. It's not lessening.
Yes.
And that's just straight Marxist-Leninist strategy.
Okay, now in that little trailer I played, one of your spokesmen, the gal in there, said the goal is to have everything in place in 2020. Well, we're here. We're in 2020. Was there anything prophetic in what that woman said?
Unfortunately, both movies are totally prophetic.
Yes, they are. You're right.
I made them to educate people, but it is. I went around and interviewed the people that have been studying this for decades, the wisdom of so many. They saw this was coming, so now it looks like, wow, you know the future. I get emails all the time.
Yeah,
wow, how
right.
do you know the future? I go, I don't. But here's a key thing for everyone that will click with everyone. If you plot 1950s America on a graph, and on that same graph you plot 2020 America, and you draw a line, you will see exactly where we are going. That's what's happening. It's just unfolding. If you don't turn around when you're on a road, you're eventually going to get to where the road goes.
Folks, if you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio, I'm Jan Markell, and I have on the line Curtis Bowers. Many of you know Curtis. Some of you have heard him speak various places. I had him on air May of 2019, and we talked about his production, which we're revisiting again. Little did we know in the spring of 2019 that by the spring and early summer of 2020, America would literally be on fire. Some parts of the cities, including my hometown, Minneapolis, and St. Paul, We've got 5 miles of Minneapolis destroyed and take a decade to rebuild that, and it's because of the agenda that we're talking about, Marxist agenda to destabilize everything and replace any form of government with communism, Marxism. Where I learned of all of this, because we carry a product of Curtis's, we carry the Agenda Twin Pack DVD set. You're going to get his first DVD and his second DVD. If you'd like to look into it, it's in my store, olivetreeviews.org. If you've got any questions, call my office, Central Time, and we can answer your questions. But it's outstanding. It's a complete documentary of how did it happen, why did it happen, what was the strategy behind it, who are the major players, and then Curtis includes, as he says, complete experts on the topic. Curtis, what we have in Minnesota, which I believe you address, as a matter of fact, I know you do, we have in Minnesota, as you're well aware, we have the Red-Green Alliance going on here. And whenever I do interviews, I bring this out, and my hosts are generally shocked. They haven't even heard of the Red-Green Alliance, which is Islam and communism working together and targeting various groups from blacks to women, to gays, transgenders. Speak to us about the Red-Green Alliance that you and Trevor Loudon talk about so well.
Well, it's Marxist strategy to join with any group, any movement, anything that you can use to accomplish your goal. So if they see Islam as wanting to take America down, they love Islam then. And so how can we work together? How can we do things? They've been doing this in so many ways for so long. So it's another common, understandable partnership because they have the same agenda, the same goal to accomplish. And I believe it's the Marxists who are using the Islamists. They both have the same goal, but the Marxists have been doing this professionally for 120-plus years. They have been thinking strategy, preparing, planning. So they are the ones that are so gifted at using people to accomplish their goal.
And it's like you say, many are fighting for communism, and they aren't communists. But you call them useful idiots, which I think is very appropriate.
Right. That's what Lenin, he coined that phrase, because he could tell, boy, this makes our movement powerful. Stalin himself said, what makes communism so legitimate is 90% of the people pushing for it are not communists.
Not communists.
That's their key, is to agitate the average guy and get him doing the dirty work of the Marxist. I mean, that's all Black Lives Matter is. The group Black Lives Matter was started by two Marxists openly, and they were formed to look for ways they could use the black community to accomplish their goal of taking America down. So all they're doing is using black. They're not helping black people. They're hurting black people. I mean, they come in, like in your town there, they come in there, they stir the black community up for revolution, and then they slip out in the dark and let those young black kids get arrested for doing things they shouldn't have done because they were all hyped up. And then they're the ones that go to jail. They're the ones that have a criminal record the rest of their life. This movement isn't about helping black people. It's about using black people.
Curtis, you said as I was doing my preparation that America's sort of like the Titanic, and we've been taking in water for years, probably starting in the 1960s. You feel that we are about to go down. We've had huge damage done here in the last 50 to 60 years in this country, and then we began to have, quite frankly, if I can be real blunt, we began to have communists run for high office, including President of the United States. We've had the Clintons try to run. They're communists. We've had Bernie Sanders. He's a communist. Barack Obama, communist. Joe Biden, if he's not a communist, he's inching towards it. Again, Lenin was all about using people, pretending to be on their side. The point was, when I read that and learned that from you, that this goes back to the 60s. Look how fast it happened from the 1960s. I mean, we had John Kennedy. He was a different kind of Democrat back in the 60s. Relatively conservative guy by today's standards. And now we've got Marxists running for office. I mean, that's just stunning in such a short period of time.
It is. And what happened is, see, in the 60s, they tried to have the revolution. They stirred up some of the liberal college campuses that started tearing up the buildings and doing things. But it never gained traction with the population because there was still so much Judeo-Christian fabric in all of us. And so they just weren't going to start killing each other. But now they've had another 50-plus years of raising the children. And so now they know, you know what? I think we have enough troops to fulfill our ambitions here. And that's what's happening. They're using our children, and they have been for 50 years, indoctrinating them so they, when the Marxist revolution is finally ready to start again, they will willfully join in and fight for them.
Well, again, they're using the cause of education, I think, more than anything, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how they're using the church as well. Talk about a lot of things, as a matter of fact. Let me play another clip from the presentation about how they're changing the society through education.
If you look at how do you change society, well, one of the things you obviously do is you go after the next generation. And you do that through the education system, and that's exactly what has happened to us. The Marxist movement in America has done exactly that.
The education system establishes the direction for the future. It sets the hearts and the minds, the perspectives of the next generation. Everybody knows how important it is.
They know that if they can get control of our children and they can pump their ideology into these young, hungry brains, they virtually can have them captive as prisoners for life.
And you're doing it all under the banner of being internationally competitive or college ready or career ready. So the euphemisms hide the actual intent.
The father of global education, Robert Mueller, was the Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations and the creator of the World Core Curriculum. He said the goal was, quote, to promote growth of the group idea so that group good, group understanding, group interrelations, and group goodwill will lead to group consciousness, unquote. His World Core curriculum was pushed in America by George Bush Sr. as America 2000, which was renamed by Bill Clinton Goals 2000, which was then given a facelift to become George Bush Jr.'s No Child Left Behind, which was the driving force behind Barack Obama's Common Core. It's all the same thing, Republican or Democrat, progressing down the same road of complete brainwashing. Since John Dewey, the entire focus of education by the elites has been to, as quickly as possible, move the children to a collectivist mindset. Just as I was beginning to dig in, I realized I was making a big mistake. The temptation on all these different issues is to not accept the reality of how things really are. The bottom line is, our enemies are in control of the schools, so there is no fix. I know you don't want to hear that because I don't want to hear that, but it's true. They want our kids to be useful idiots. They want them to be dependent on the state. That's the goal of the whole thing. So they will repackage, rename, rebrand the same old thing over and over again. It is intentionally going downhill. We have to grasp this. It is purposeful. We legitimize them by acting like they just don't have a good idea and we have a better one. They know exactly what they are doing. They want to create a new world man that is dependent on government for his very existence. So to even talk about Common Core, debating its good points or bad points, is playing into their plan of sidetracking all of our energies and efforts on a dead-end road. Even without Common Core, the schools are completely bankrupt and destroying our children. We have seen a decline now for 70 straight years without any interruption. As long as the government has a monopoly in education, we will keep getting what we have.
Curtis Bowers, I think somebody came up to you in one of your church meetings not too long ago and said, "We're going to win. We've got your children."
That's right. Any smart dictator, any smart people know if you have the children, you have everything. So you fight for the children at all costs. And that's what we should have been doing, but we weren't. Goal 17, the current communist goals from 1958, goal 17 was get control of the schools and use them as transmission belts for socialism. And we wonder, why do our kids like socialism today? Because they were trained to like socialism. In 1987, at Stanford University, some of the Marxist professors there got the students chanting this, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, Western civ has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, Western, what is Western civilization? That's us. That's our history." And that is spread to all the college campuses in America right after that. And we wonder, why do our kids hate America? Because they were taught to hate America. That's what's happened.
We carry the Agenda Twin Pack DVD set again. You find it in my store. And folks, this program, I'm not about sales here. I'm really not. I'm about information. I'm about equipping you to understand the times. And very often we'll carry a product that will help you do that. That's why I can't recommend this strongly enough, not just to be making profit here, because I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in helping you, to equip you, to deal with our times. I know every one of you has been watching what's been going on here for the last several months. America's in crisis, and it began with a COVID crisis that certainly has been painted to be a crisis, and now supposedly a second wave, or maybe the first wave, has come back. We don't quite understand it. And now they're talking about canceling school for the fall. Get one crisis, and then we have the racial strife that came along right after that. In 2020, America has been pounded. She's been hit from every angle, economically, even spiritually. And we're going to get into issues of the church in just a minute, because if you think the church is absent in this conflict, you couldn't be more wrong. The church is in the crosshairs of what is going on. And you may think, well, that's the religious left. And we all know the religious left has had their fingers in communism for, and you're right, they have. Jim Wallace's and company, they've had their hands in the communist pie for a long time. But so now are evangelicals entering the scenario. We're going to get into that. But I'm not quite through. And when I get back, I want to continue for just a few more minutes with Curtis about the political scenario, because we have an election coming up just a few short months. How is all of this playing into campaign 2020? I guarantee you it is. And Curtis talks about it, and we will talk about it. I'm just taking a very short time out. Please don't go away. I'm coming right back.
We love friendly feedback. Contact us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. You can call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. We don't share truthful information to scare you, but to prepare you for what the Bible calls perilous times. More with Jan and Curtis in a moment. Many today feel helpless as they see America, once called a shining city on a hill, becoming weakened and attacked from within and without. People ask in near despair, "What can I do to turn the tide? How can I intervene on behalf of the greatest nation on earth?" That is why this ministry is carrying Dr. Robert Jeffress' new book, Praying for America, 40 Inspiring Stories and Prayers for Our Nation. The most patriotic thing you can do for America is pray. In times of division and disaster, our country has a long history of turning to God. Each chapter of this uplifting book includes an inspiring story demonstrating the power of faith in the life of our nation, a prayer and a relevant passage of Scripture to inspire and encourage you in praying intently for our country in these increasingly divided times. Praying for America will serve as a very necessary and timely reminder that in God we trust. Find the new book in our online store at olivetreeviews.org for just $16 plus $6 shipping and handling in the U.S. Or call our office Monday through Friday at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. You will also find the book offered in our print magazine. Sign up online at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org.
If they can do it, I think in the first 100 days,
all right,
they will do more damage to us than they've done in the last 100 years.
Learn more about Curtis Bowers at his website, agendadocumentary.com. That's agendadocumentary.com. We have appreciated partnering with Curtis for the last several years and carrying his outstanding products. We have 36 more products at our online store at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Now here's Jan and Curtis to wrap up today's program.
We're at war with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars. And it's been said if we lose that war, and in so doing lose this way of freedom of ours, history will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening. Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the Founding Fathers. Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Familiar voice of President Ronald Reagan. Items we're talking about are found in the Agenda Twin Pack DVD set that we carry in our store, produced by Curtis Bowers. It's an award-winning film. He began making the films about a decade ago. As he said, people ask if he's being prophetic. Well, I don't know that he has any kind of gifts in those areas. However, I would have to say his products indeed are prophetic in the way they have come to pass. We carry the product in our print and e-newsletter, so sign up at my website, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. Sign up for either the print or the e, or both. And they come out sporadically. When I have time, I get those various newsletters sent out to you. And if you write to us, always tell us how you listen on our hundreds of radio stations, or you're listening online, or you're listening on our website, olivetreeviews.org, you're listening on hischannel.com, you're listening on our YouTube channel. And by the way, all the clips we're playing, you can see them on our YouTube channel under Jan Markell. Just go to YouTube, type in Jan Markell, you can see them on his channel. You can see all these clips that we're playing, and we're going to be playing a whole lot of them so that you can get better both audio and visual picture of the agenda and just what it is. We were talking a little bit here off the air. You know, there's kind of a destroyer mentality going on right now, and we're pre-election 2020. Let's just say campaign 2020 not going the way of the leftist, of the communist, of the socialist, of the Marxist. What's a worst-case scenario if President Trump should win again, which many conservatives and evangelicals are praying? Simply because of his policies, not talking about the man himself, but the policies. We heard a wonderful message at Mount Rushmore recently, but talk to me about this.
President Trump at Mount Rushmore showed he understands what they're doing. I was very impressed by that and grateful to God. He understands this is a revolution.
Yes.
This isn't different opinions or feelings. This is people actively seeking to destroy our country. It's out in the open now. I think if he is reelected, we need to be prepared, and we're going to talk, I know, more at the end of these shows about what we can be doing and things. We need to be prepared for what might happen, because I think they will go to the streets as if 10 George Floyds had happened in one day, because they will not tolerate it. They've tried for 4 years almost now to remove him from office by any means necessary, which is their mantra. So if God were to have mercy on us and he was to be elected again, the downside is it is going to get serious. The positive side is that means God is still having mercy on us, and we have someone there that understands what's going on. So we need to be prayerful for him if that happens, and we need to be actively speaking the truth, knowing we might have 4 more years by God's grace to be educating those around us and doing the things we haven't been doing the last 50 years that caused them to get so much control of our country.
Then let me ask you this. If the leftist candidate wins in early November 2020, do you see the country being handed over to the Marxism agenda almost immediately then?
If they can do it, I think in the first 100 days,
all right,
they will do more damage to us than they've done in the last 100 years.
That's a very ominous statement that you've just made.
It is, but I think they will have opposition also, because I think there are more people waking up on our side going, this is serious. We're actually losing our country. This isn't opinions or different point of view. It is people trying to take us down. And even a rabbit, that's a very tame little thing, if you stick your hand in the rabbit hole to yank it out of there, it's going to bite you, because it's just defending itself. It could get bad either way.
That's my point.
Prepared for that.
Yes, exactly. Now, you say, I believe it's in one of your productions, Trevor Loudon says the same thing, I've had him on air. You say 90% of the Democrat Party is Marxist. That is a stunning percentage to say that 90% are communist. Tell me why you're saying that. We talked a little bit about it off air and made total sense.
Sure. The average person listening, you might think that sounds radical. But here's the reality. I've been studying Marx for 20 years. What communism really is at its core is this. It's the belief that the good of the many outweighs the good of the few. And that doesn't sound that bad, except when you go down that course, it gives government the power to decide what's best, because you're not worrying about the individual anymore. You're worrying about the many. And how do you and your little town know what's best for the many? So you have to trust them. It puts them in a position of power, and then they always abuse it. Also, another thing you can do, if you just type in the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto on your web browser, and those will come up, and you look at the 10 planks, like the abolition of private property and a heavy progressive income tax and all these different things on there, you'll see they agree with every single one of them. We're not saying that to disparage them or to belittle them. Mm-hmm. What's really changed, Jan, in the last 10 years? Many of them would even say they're Marxist.
Yes.
10 years ago, no one would have said that. They'd go, how dare you call me a Marxist, even though they were. But now it's the AOCs and all the other ones are openly Marxist. They love Karl Marx, and they want to create a communist utopia right here in America.
They want dependency on big government. My goodness, just take the COVID crisis for one thing. I mean, it required, what, a bailout? A bailout of all sorts of industries. There was a payroll protection plan. There was the sentiment growing stronger and stronger throughout this crisis that we can't get along without big government. I'm not saying COVID was a planned crisis. Don't hear me saying that. And it was probably planned by the Chinese communists a long time ago and implemented end of 2019 and began being effective in 2020. Curtis, look how it's pushed and led to much bigger government. We shut down the country.
I know. Whether they did it intentionally or not, they took advantage of it.
Yes.
Because they knew this is a dream come true. And not only did they shut down our country, they shut down the world.
The world,
and when you can create poverty worldwide at an unprecedented level, it demands a world solution by a world government from their point of view. And so they love any global crisis that exists. They love when people cannot provide for themselves. So they have to be dependent on government. Everything is orchestrated to expand government during times of peace, and then when they're not in open revolution, and then when they're in open revolution, destroy everything so you can start from scratch and build the country the way you want it.
You have a podcast, and I want to give your podcast a little bit of a promotion here, and I want to play a clip. It's kind of going back a little bit to the George Floyd situation, but that's what set off much of the crises of 2020. And then we'll tell folks how you can access, I believe it's a weekly podcast, am I right?
Several times a month.
We are really in the middle of the beginning stages of an attempted Marxist revolution. There's a lot going on that needs to be explained so that we understand what's happening in our country right now. The riots, rage, and revolution have nothing to do with the death of George Floyd. Unfortunately, they are simply those Marxist groups that are always waiting in the wings for circumstances to hijack to use to their advantage. The Marxist is always working toward revolution in every way possible. Revolution against traditional values, revolution against morality, revolution against the family, revolution against government, against law and order, against everything. The Marxist groups, and I'll get into a few of them today, like Antifa, the Communist Party USA, Black Lives Matter, the Open Society Foundation, all of those Marxist groups are doing what Marxists always do. They are using people to set up the very system that will enslave those same people. What Antifa is an umbrella organization. It's communistic. Its founders were communist. It is in bed with all the different communist organizations working underneath it. Trevor Loudon, a good friend of mine, has already researched and found over 20 communist groups that have been working under Antifa in the last couple of weeks to stir up these revolutionary riots to try to destroy our country and try to work things into a frenzy of revolution. That's all Antifa is. I'm glad that President Trump now is going to have it classified as a terrorist organization, and hopefully he will do that with many other groups. So we will be able to use the federal government and the FBI to investigate, make charges against, and then to try and convict these people that aren't for the American citizens. They are for the destruction of America so they can implement their totalitarian communist government over all of us. Black Lives Matter was started by three Marxists. A lot of people say, well, Black Lives Matter, that sounds important. And many useful idiots of the evangelical church have already jumped on board being behind Black Lives Matter because they believe it's about signaling to everyone that Black Lives Matter. Of course, Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. But that's not what it's about. All Marxist groups disguise themselves in titles that represent the exact opposite of what they're trying to accomplish. The only thing Black Lives Matter is about is proving that black lives don't mean anything at all. They go in, they stir up the young black people to do things they shouldn't be doing, and then as soon as they're stirred up to do these actions that are going to get them arrested and get them put in prison and get them criminal records which will wreck the rest of their life, they all disappear, of course. All the agitators and the people doing this, never to be seen again in those circles. And the poor people that were stirred up to break the law and to commit these crimes are left to hold the bag. Black Lives Matter is simply an organization that is using black people to try to destroy our country, and they must be stopped and exposed for what they are doing.
Curtis, that was from your podcast, Faith, Family, and Freedom with Curtis Bowers. How do folks access that?
If you go to any podcast platform or the internet, just type in Faith, Family, and Freedom with Curtis Bowers, and it'll come up, and then you can subscribe. So each time I post one, it'll come right to you, and so you'll be aware of it. And I try not to waste time. I just 2, 3, 4 times a month, when it's really important issues, I try to sit down and research it and then explain it in a way that makes sense and to help educate those that don't understand quite what's going on.
Folks, and that's free. I would sign up. It's excellent. I've heard a number of his podcasts. Some of my notes are from his podcast. We'll talk more about that as we move further into the programming. And folks, I'm heading here towards the end of program one, and I can tell you I got a lot more in my notes that we have to cover. Curtis has said that he's available to come back next weekend so that we continue the discussion, because where I'm headed here and where the issue I think many of my listeners are terribly concerned about is, okay, what does this have to do with the church? Because the movement has infiltrated the church, folks. I mean, infiltrated in a big time way. I'll play you some clips. We'll talk extensively about that as we have time. But let's go back just for a minute, because we just heard that little clip of you there from your podcast. I think the thing that should be troubling every listener, if they don't have kids, they probably have grandkids, nieces, nephews, children in their lives that they're concerned about. They don't have to be tiny. They can be 20 years old in a state college somewhere. It's the point that we touched about when we opened the program, and that is the source of the problem, again, is that the communists have raised our children. Now, let's be careful. There are Christian teachers listening who are trying to push back. Thank you for doing so, but you're trying to move against a mountain here. Basically, though, the communists have raised our children. Not everyone can homeschool, Curtis.
I know, it's tough. We need to just rethink some of the things we've been doing. From anyone's perspective on our side, I think if we look at the last 50 years, what we've been doing is not working. Mm-hmm. So to keep doing it that way doesn't make any sense at all. You might have to make some big sacrifices, but your kids, the future of our country, and the future of the church in America, they're all worth it. It's totally worth it. As we get toward the end and talk about more action items, we need to consider a lot of different things than what we've been doing, because it hasn't been going well for the conservative Christian movement in the last 50 years.
I have an email here I'm going to read, and it's from Maria in Georgia, and I'll leave it at that. When I don't get their written permission, I don't feel I can identify them. She's a faithful radio listener in Georgia, and she says, after listening 3 times to your YouTube Rage Revolution with Michelle Bachman, this was at least 3-4 weeks ago now, folks, you can find that on YouTube or on our website, She says, we are left with what do we do next, meaning about our country. We were encouraged to bring this information to our pastor, in other words, what she learned from the Bachman interview of a few weeks ago, but I don't feel that's even possible at our church. The pastor has commented that so many people were sending him information, and he did not seem positive about that. So then what else can we do as God's people? Yes, we pray, and it's constantly on our hearts to do so, but what other recourse do we have? Curtis, let's just take a minute to discuss that. And since we're going to regather again next weekend, and I'm going to probably hold off on how this is affecting the church for much of the hour next weekend, but let's go back to Maria's email here. And she's kind of throwing up her hands and she's saying, what recourse do we have? The country's going down in front of our eyes. In other words, we watch it every night on the news in living color, high definition. We see the country burning down, the statues coming down, our history being taken from us. Pretty soon the schools are no longer going to have Washington grade school anymore. It's who knows what it's going to be, but our history is being stolen.
I know, it's hard to believe. Well, some of the things you can do are look at how you've done things and then maybe look for areas you can change the way you've done things. If you really study the last 50 years carefully, you see a lot of the reason why these things have been so successful is because we were propping them up. And let me explain what I mean by that. The movies in the 60s started showing more and more garbage and just went downhill. And we didn't quit going to them. We
said, well, it's okay.
And so we were inconsistent with what we believe. If we would have been consistent and stopped going because we, hey, there's garbage in movies, guess what would have happened? Hollywood would start making better movies because they have to have us to exist. But when every time we compromise, I mean, in the schools, they took prayer out. If the next day when prayer had been taken out, there wasn't a Christian kid in any of the schools in the country, guess what would have happened the day after that? Prayer would have been back in the schools because they have to have our children to exist. We have naively been propping up poor education, bad entertainment, media that is just lying to us about everything and so biased by not sacrificing and being active to do something about those things. We just complain about them, but it doesn't a lot of times change our actions. We need to look at our own life, and everyone's is different. If you did a good job raising your kids, great. Then you encourage your kids to do a great job raising theirs. If you didn't, then you look for other young people to influence and to educate. All of this has to go one person at a time. The way they've taken over our country is one person at a time. Mm. Starting 100 years ago, just influencing one person here with some poison of Marxist philosophy and one person there. And slowly at one seminary, they got a professor and he started teaching the pastors to doubt the Bible and on and on. They've just slowly done this. And we have to undo it by doing the same thing, but with righteousness and with truth and with the light of our life, which is so different than what they have to offer if we're living like we should be.
We got to keep fighting, don't we?
Yes.
She wants to fight. I think people just don't know how to fight. We're trying to fight against the system. And you've just told us one political party is heavily socialist / Marxist. And that's thousands of people in that particular political party. I mean, in leadership, the fight seems so daunting and so almost hopeless.
It does. But we need to fight for the little islands of freedom that we can find and defend those things. If the Democratic Party's fallen apart, then we need to work to maybe the Republican Party in our area, try to be involved to turn it back the right direction. We need to look where we see the problems and then think about what can I do to help solve that problem, even if it's me influencing one other person. Even one person, you've doubled yourself. If you just one person, they kind of didn't get it, and then you explain things to them and you got them some good books and videos to watch and they finally get it, then you're like, wow, you've just doubled your effectiveness there. It's what God told us to do and the disciples to do. Go out into all the world and preach the gospel and teach them all these things whatsoever I command you. It's not just sharing the gospel, it's then teaching them all the things the way God intended it to be. And that's what this revolution is about. Don't think it's anything else. It is a revolution against God's principles, because that is what made America great, and they know it, and their own writings know it. And they said, okay, we got to stop the traditional family. We've got to stop morality. We've got to stop all these things. we have to then say, no, we're fighting for the traditional family. I don't care how unpopular it is. We're going to fight for morality. We're going to educate, especially if you have the opportunity, young people, because that's the future of our country. Every one young person you get, that's a whole family tree in the future that can make a huge difference. And that's why parents listening to this, what you're doing right at home, there is nothing more important than that in the whole world. But make sure you're doing it well, not just an education, but an understanding, a character and virtue and an understanding of God's word. So those kids won't be sitting ducks for all the lies they're being told. They'll know what God said, and they'll know anyone contradicting what God said is wrong.
And you bring out, and it makes everything even more daunting when you look at the bigger picture. I mean, what they've already captured. We've already talked about education. We just barely touched on it. The media, they've controlled the media. Hollywood, they've got Hollywood. The social media, they've got technology, big tech. It's all left. It's all not just left, it's socialist, communist left. They're dominating politics. They're dominating music. They have the deep state. Frankly, the deep state's both sides of the aisle, Democrat, Republican. They are united in one thing, Curtis, that I never thought I'd see the day, their hatred of President Donald J. Trump. Donald Trump, two things he's not. He's not a communist and he's not a globalist. As a matter of fact, he's very vocal about the fact that he's not a communist and he's not a globalist. He doesn't want anything to do with one worldism. I think the goal of all of these people is one world, isn't it, Curtis Bowers?
Oh, absolutely. Evil is never satisfied until it has everything. And of course, Satan is the one directing all that. You can give them 95%, say, we just want 5%, and they'll say, no way, not doing it. We have to just understand that. But the very fact that we have a president in a time like this, an unexpected president, many of us were like not happy about him at all, that God would have picked someone he knew would stand against the very things. I'm like, that is God being merciful. That should be encouraging to every Christian. God could have let Hillary get in there, and I'm telling you, this would have been times 10 already. So we need to be grateful and realize the things we need to realize, like in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. And it goes on and on to talk about God is God, and we cannot forget that. You people listening, I can get really dark, and it might need to get really dark, but we still keep moving forward, faithfully standing for the truth, because that's what we've been put on this earth to do. And we must do it, and because we haven't done it as faithfully as we should the last 50 years, we're seeing, even for Christians, the principle of reaping what you've sown, it bears out. And we need to just get serious about this. But God says, when he's talking to David at the very end, he says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. We have to have the human perspective as far as to be aware of what's going on and understand the times. Vital importance. But then we have to always know there is a God on his throne. And so my whole goal in life is to be faithful to him and obedient and asking him regularly, God, what would you have me to do? And then be faithful at that and then pray for the parting of the Red Sea. He loves when we pray in faith for the impossible. God, I'm asking you to part the Red Sea. Well, that's not going to happen. God, I'm asking you to part the Red Sea, please. He loves showing himself faithful to those that love him. And we can't forget that. Even myself, I have to sometimes pull back from all this because it is overwhelming. But I need to know about it to educate others. Then I have to read in Psalms and Proverbs and throughout the Bible and go, God, I'm sorry. I've allowed circumstances. I've allowed my eyes to make me not walk by faith. And I am trusting you. And I am asking you for a miracle for our country. But would you please use me as part of that miracle? If all of you listening did that, you say, God, I want to be part of what you are doing. What is it? What do you want me to do? I think we could see things change that we would never have believed could change.
Well, thank you. I couldn't have summed things up better, Curtis. We're going to continue this next week. Again, if you'd like to look into the two DVD set that we carry, the Agenda Twin Packets, in my store, olivetreeviews.org. Get on the newsletter list, call my office, Central Time, if you'd like to order it by phone. Next week, here's where we're going, and I knew this was going to take a couple of weeks. I'm not surprised at all that we've run out of time here. Churches are pushing this some. Why? Partly because the Marxist agenda hit our seminaries back in about the 1930s and polluted so many of the seminaries. Then we've got the World Council of Churches heavily leaning towards communism. A lot of things have gotten infected, not to mention the death of discernment. The death of discernment is just huge, so that some churches think, for instance, that Black Lives Matter is a wonderful cause to sign on to. Never have we needed some of the verses Curtis gave here moments ago, Psalm 91, other places, and the verse out of the Psalms. And I'll close with this. I trust in you, O Lord. Our times are in your hands. I want to thank you for listening. Join Curtis Bowers and me again next week here on Understanding the Times Radio. Thanks for listening.
Jesus Redeemer, mighty to save.
The story we have outlined this hour is not hopeless. Jesus Christ came to offer us salvation and a heavenly home that is free from strife and conflict. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today and look forward to an eternity free from sin, turmoil, and revolution. We get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Or call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Find today's product by Curtis Bowers in our online store at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. And join us next week for part two of our series. In the meantime, know that everything is falling into place.